You're with the Tradies Hour. Thanks to Trojan Tools Built Tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse on Joel and Fletch. Adam Peacock in for Joel Kane. Nick Davis is not only with us every Saturday morning or when he can be on Around the Grounds, he's with us right now to talk a bit of footy. Nicholas, how are you?
Hello, mate. And I will be there on Saturday morning. I'm looking forward to it.
Sick. So am I. Can't wait. I've already done a pre-record, by the way, so that's one segment out of the way.
Yeah, nice. I'll get there at 20 past 9 then.
Hey, Nick, before we get into all things AFL, talk to me about the Mighty Chooks. Have you been told to stay at home due to the outbreak in Bondi?
I was in training Fletch this morning and there'd been no word as of yet. From what I could tell, all the players had to be COVID tested once they finished training. And that was the last I had to do with the Mighty Chooks before I go and take on the Panthers. So, look, I'd be surprised even if the club would have, you know, spoken to the boys this afternoon and said, listen, it's probably best just to just stay inside and get ready to head out to Penrith tomorrow.
Mm. So you haven't been bubble-fired, or the Roosters haven't been bubble-fired, but you'd imagine that they're not taking any risks. I mean, what is normal life like for those footy players at the moment, Nick? Given that there's always the threat of things changing so quickly, are they advised, look, just wait until the end of the season if you want to go to the movies and all that? Or is it just normal life for them?
Look, there is a heightened sense of awareness in regards to this sort of stuff now. And look, you don't want to, you know, tell people and players to not go out and enjoy their life, but there are obviously, you know, pretty serious ramifications to the broader game if it does happen. So, look, you're under aware of that. And look, training before, the Roosters were the Australian men's and women's seven sides. And look, they're under the same sort of scenario. Look, they're obviously heading to Tokyo in a couple of weeks. So, look, everyone's aware of the situation. And everyone in life is taking precautions, but sometimes, as we've seen, these things get out.
Hey, what do you make of... It's blown up because Carolyn Wilson, influential reporter down there in Melbourne, had her say about it early in the week. Now, there's two guys from St Kilda, Seb Ross and Tim Membry, who headed home for family reasons. Give us a bit more detail about it and where you sit with it, because it's not just a footy story, an AFL story. It's a more general one about where do you draw the line between what's important with family as opposed to your occupation day to day and fulfilling those obligations.
Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, I think in a and talk for the wider community, I think your family comes first. And Fletcher, no, you're a professional footballer for a certain period of time, but you're obviously you're a family member for a lot longer than that. And look, a little bit of backstory: these guys were obviously travelling around in hubs for 3 months of last year and get back to some sort of normal life, and then this situation occurs, and they were in Sydney for 2 weeks, and then there was the Cairns trip that they were playing Adelaide Crows up there. And look, I don't think there would be many people inside the St Kilda Football Club, more importantly, that would be disappointed that those two guys went home. So as far as I'm concerned, it's definitely family first.
Hey, Nick, what about Nathan Buckley, leaving Collingwood as a winner, but they gave him a bit of turf from the SCG. What's he going to do with that bit of turf? Does he take that home and throw it in his backyard, or... What is the significance of taking a bit of turf from the SCG? Because it was his last game. Is that it?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Look, Adam Peacock takes a lot of turf home on his golf clubs every time he goes and plays golf. So he might be able to...
Because I hit it so pure, Nick. Just jam down on the ball and get a lot of spin.
Yeah, of course you did. Look, I'm not sure what Bucks would have done with it. But look, probably the biggest thing for me is that every time, you know, a coach is leaving or gets sacked, the team, you know, wants to lift and play for the coach. But I don't know why you sort of can't do that for the previous 12 weeks and keep his job. So if you want to have a perfect season, just find 22 coaches and sack them every week and the team will perform. But they did play well. Melbourne had only lost one game, and Collingwood, they did play pretty well. But yeah, interesting to see what the next move is for Nathan Buckley. And sort of that's the first of the AFL coaching dominoes to fall. And now we'll see sort of who moves where.
Yeah, I was just seeing on the betting apps that there is a market for the next Collingwood coach. Who would you recommend, or who would you think would get the gig?
Look, you need to be to and having played at Collingwood, I think they need someone pretty resilient and a big name. I think maybe Ross Lyon might be someone that could fit that bill. He's and having had him as an assistant coach at Sydney before he went to St Kilda and then to West Coast, he's a pretty tough, resilient sort of a coach. He's been around. Scott Burns is another one, who's an ex-Collingwood player as well that's been an assistant at all the right clubs. So, they're probably two that would be up the top if I was selecting the Collingwood coach.
Not Mighty Mick Matheson from the Matty John Show?
Mighty Mick, I'm not sure. He might.
He's dropped off the radar, Mick.
Yeah. Is he a Hawthorn man? I thought he was a
Hawks. He's a Hawks man. Did you catch any of the Gallen Hooney fight last night?
Oh, I watched a bit of it. Yep. I caught a bit of it. Gal was pretty good. Well, I think, yeah, Gal.
No, I was just saying because Barry Hall's announced a return to boxing, so I reckon there could be a rematch.
Between Gal and Hawley?
Yeah.
Hawley was the one. I obviously played a lot with Hawley and saw him in our boxing training sessions. He was one that if he had made the switch straight away, he would have, you know, I reckon he would have had a record just as good as Gal's. He's pretty handy with the mitts, old Hawley. So if that's going to happen again, because I think they're both chasing Sonny, but Sonny's got better things to do, I think.
Fair enough, Nick. I'll see you Saturday morning. Can't wait.
You will. I'm looking forward to it, mate.
Awesome.
I'll be there.
Yeah, and also Nick, answer your phone.
And remember, I don't drink coffee every Saturday morning. Played every Saturday morning. You think if you do 10 or 12 shows with someone every Saturday, and I appreciate it, Adam, but I get the, do you want a coffee? And I have to say, no, I don't drink coffee.
Well, he was just giving it to you, Nick, about your phone etiquette.
Yeah.
Because you don't.
Terrible.
You don't reply in text and or.
I am poor. That's true.
Okay. But I was just asking, what's an allowable hour? Like, do you look at your phone every 3 hours, 4 hours? Why don't you reply back?
Probably. If I've sort of work in 3 hour blocks.
Okay. That's all right, because we've had you off for a little while.
Then you've got to reply to everyone through that. So then the 3 hour block turns into sort of a 1 to 2 day return call period. But Adam, you will be happy. I've come up with a segment for the show.
Excellent.
I've done work.
You beauty. Yep. You beauty. Well, Nick, I look forward. I won't speak to you before then because you won't answer your calls, but I'll see you on Saturday morning. Cheers, mate.
Sounds good. Get ready for the new segment. Bye.
I'm pumped beyond belief. Back in a moment to wrap the first hour up, and we're going to talk about Kalyn Ponga because he is in the news this afternoon.